So what do you gentlemen want to do for a couple of minutes?
Order dominoes?
I also... No, it's a little late for that, and I should have did that about an hour. Oh, fuck it. Hey, you want to order dominoes? That's quite a lot, actually. I'm always hungry at the end of a show.
Me too.
For knowledge.
I can use a snack, but, you know. Not...
What, you couldn't go for a slice or two right now? Really?
Yeah, by the time it comes over here, we'll be here for another hour.
We ain't got another hour. I do have to.
Yeah, I know. We all got
to. I have to do my railroadly duties tomorrow. God, I'm not ready for that. Because I've done nothing.
Short work week, John. It's a very short week. Shouldn't be that bad.
Well, Thursday's off.
Thursday and Friday?
No.
Yeah.
You're off Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone here in this room is off Thursday and Friday, right?
Yeah. I pulled the pin on Friday. Where did that expression come? I've always assumed that the expression pulled the pin had something to do with people either leaving military or police service or something like that.
With your teeth.
We're obviously talking about the pin on the badge of the person that retired. That's where I think it came from.
So you
have to do a Google search on that. Yeah. Pull the pin. Go to ask.com, you asshole. Okay, I'll try that and see if there's anything over there that
could,
I can use.
Could also mean, you know, like he said with the hand grenade, is that you just walked away and said you couldn't care if a place blew up or caught fire or whatever, you know, something of that nature.
Ladies and gentlemen, while we look that up and try to get that information for you from our vast online resources, here temporarily filling in on the A Little Bit of Everything Radio Extravaganza Overtime segment, our very own Mike DeJoe.
No, he's not.
What do you mean I'm not?
You got headlines.
This is what I call upon you to be there.
You need a body. You need someone to speak.
You promised me headlines this week and we didn't do it.
You got headlines that won't be good next week?
Now, wait a minute. Now, let's see. What didn't we get to tonight? We didn't get to the Fox Cartoon Network segment. We didn't get to slash and burn news or comforting words. We didn't get to... did we get to Bush speak tonight? Did we do
no.
Bush speak?
No.
We didn't even do Bush speak. We didn't do the Harvey Finkelstein story. That's a big story, believe it or not. We did, there's a lot of things we didn't cover tonight.
So? John,
only 3 hours. You know, I could do that, and you're standing on my head.
John, the solution
dumb
is...
dumb cliche.
The solution.
Remember last week...
Wait a minute. The solution is, John, shut up and just play the bits.
An all bit special?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck them. I ain't going to spoil them to that extent.
All bit radio.
Then they'll start wanting it all the time. Not to mention, they'll say, who needs lightning?
No. You play all the vintage bits that nobody will get anymore. Of course, you can always fill in with bits like Rectuma.
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 The thing is, see, a lot of those bits. Well, a lot of the bits that I play that have come from other stations and very, you know, the stuff that we've added to the collection over the years, those other stations can't even play anymore because of changes within the FCC, where stations are being ultra cautious so that their licenses are not suspended so they do not incur fines.
Uh-huh. I guess we won't be hearing Cowboy Dick on any other station.
Highly unlikely. Wait a minute. It looks like we might have an answer on Pull the Plug. Pull the plug.
Where that came from.
Pull the pin. Where the hell is pull the pin? Where the hell is it? Oh, I actually did type in pull the plug. No wonder. I'm an idiot. Hold on. Pull the PIN carriage return. Pull the pin.
And the answer, please, in a question form.
Let's see.
Hand grenades.
Yeah. Origin. Hey, look at that. There's an album by the Stereophonics called Pull the Pin. See that? I don't know. It might be good. They're okay. Let's see. As we go to that site, 718-633.
When
talk show hosts have absolutely nowhere to go. You can always tell when I'm just filling. If I start giving out the telephone number, the name of our website, or the email address, I just don't know what the fuck to do next.
And, of course, when you're supposed to give out the email address and the website address, you keep forgetting to do that.
All right, all right, that doesn't tell me anything. You thought it would have.
He's reading, he's keeping it to himself.
No, because it's not giving me what I want. Pull the pin, uncoupling a car by pulling the coupling pin. Oh, yes, that's a railroad term,
sure,
too. Also, pull the pin. Hey, which gives it special significance if you're leaving the railroad, I guess. Never thought of it that way before.
That's true.
Pull the pin to quit the job. Yeah, we know that, but where did it come from? I can't find... Nah, fuck, I ain't got the time to be dealing with this now.
Well, it's the railroad thing. If you're in the engine or in the front part of the pin, you know, you're taking off and everybody else is being left behind.
Hey, let's do the old five-star rating system. We haven't done this in a while. I'm going to read to you three lines that could have been used on tonight's show, but due to a lack of time, will not add. Here they are. Are you ready? Three lines. Rate them. 1 to 5. The New England Patriots. Oh, no. We read that one. Okay, let's see. All next right. one. Okay, here we go. Well, they're at it again. New York Transit Union members are grumbling about the possibility over the holiday again this year of a wildcat work strike. Work strike by transit workers? Isn't that like Ashley Olsen going on a hunger strike? Rated 1 to 5. Michael?
2.5.
Big guy?
2.
Dave?
1.
Boy, you're really a hardcore motherfucker, aren't you? Okay, for a total of, what was that, 5.5 stars?
Yeah, about
wow,
that.
What are you pointing at? Oh, yeah, well, he doesn't have a microphone. Jack Hammer?
You can hear.
3. All right, we got it up to 8.5 stars. Okay. Almost a 10.
Almost a Fellini 10. We have. Yes.
Now we know who the sycophant is
right
here.
Yeah, I know why I love him. Okay. For the first time, scientists have been able to create dozens of cloned embryos from one adult primate. Just so you know, folks, a dozen or so monkeys is what they refer to as a troop. Any number over 100 monkeys, that's called a congress. Jack Hammer.
Rate it.
I said 3.5.
Michael?
I like that better than the other one, but
we don't have all fucking night, you know.
Yeah,
what
we do.
But
I'm going to be generous. 4.
Yeah, me too. 4.
And what was that? 4?
4.
And you, Dave?
2.875.
Which gives us a grand total.
I'll round that off to 3. Fuck.
Which gives us a grand total of 14 and some. Hey, 14 and some, ladies and gentlemen. We got 14 and some. Final line that we didn't get to tonight. Well, there's more, but yeah. I'm going to end it with this one, maybe. New York Governor Elliot Spitzer. There are so many ways we can go right until 3, 4. New York Governor Elliot Spitzer has officially dropped his proposal to give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. Interesting that Rufus didn't talk about that tonight. So now, if illegal immigrants want to drive in New York City, they'll have to become cab drivers just like everybody else. Dave?
I'll say 3.
Dave gives it a 3. Big guy.
I'd say maybe a 4 again.
4.
Yeah.
Joke man.
3.
Hammer.
2.
For a grand total of 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12. So I came in second place there.
I wasn't sure about the 4, but, you know, I said close enough. But I didn't want to be a 7, 8 guy, you know, like Dave.
Well, you felt sorry, so you just
told him out of 50. I hate that 7, 8 stuff.
Got to do long... long multiplication, division, I don't know.
Long division.
Long multiplication, division.
Fractions, that's it.
Hey, you might have liked this one. Here's one. This one's left over from last week's show.
Right? Okay.
New York Yankees star Alex Rodriguez announced this week that he is opting out of his contract. Part of the rumor about what might be happening next is Alex is actually considering the possibility of playing for the Mets. And after hearing about this, a Mets spokesman said, "We don't need A-Rod's help. We already know how to choke." Yankee fan Dave?
I give it a 4.5.
That's all?
4.5.
Big guy?
5.
Michael?
Yeah, I agree. 5.
Hammer?
4.
For a grand total of 18. The winner of the evening, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Yankee joke. 18.
Yeah, you ever think about it now? He's renegotiating with the Yankees. Maybe he didn't like Joe Torre.
Oh, it's more than renegotiating.
No. Yeah.
It's a done deal.
No, it's supposedly not.
I had a feeling that might happen all along
once he went out there and started thinking about, shit, you know, overall, you know, these other positions might offer me more money in the short term, but when it comes to endorsements, there's a far greater chance of side revenues being earned as a New York Yankee than with any other franchise.
Hey, John, he was groveling for $275 million.
Yes, and you know
I'd
what?
I'd apologize. I'd beg.
And I still feel fuck him. I know this is not a sports show except for right now, but I felt all along if one of them had to go, I would have still preferred to see him go because he's fucking useless in October when it counts. He was before he came to the Yankees, and he continues to be.
He may be, but, you know, during the year, he had a hell of a year.
I know, but at the end of the year, he sees to it that your year wraps up soon enough. Hey, I had a hell of a year, albeit a short one.
1 year he'll come through.
Well, just remember.
Maybe in our lifetime, but 1 year he'll come through.
Yeah, it's like the Rangers winning the Cup. Well, I did get to see that.
This year they might. The Rangers look very good. If you watch anything about hockey?
I don't know. I haven't been to a hockey game. A friend of mine tried to give me a ticket to a game I was otherwise involved
that
evening.
You should have gone.
I know. What an asshole.
They ended up losing that night. But no, the Rangers.
Good thing I didn't go. Good thing I didn't go.
The Rangers got a chance to win the Stanley Cup this year. John,
No.
Record this and bring it out.
Gump Worsley will be back in the net facing a face maskless Eddie Jockerman before that happens. Terry Shortchuck will be back in the nets for concert. I remember that triple overtime game with Pete Semkowski. No, I listened to it on the radio. I wish I had been there. I'm an old Ranger fan, man. I first started watching hockey. Let me tell you youngsters, because probably most people watching hockey today are kiddies. I first started watching hockey when there were six teams in the league. What was it?
Name them.
The Toronto Maple Leafs, the Montreal Canadiens, the Chicago Blackhawks, Boston Bruins,
the
New York Rangers, and the Detroit Red Wings. That was it, the original. Thank you very much. The original six, man. That's when it was fucking hockey. Because you played all the other teams a lot more often, obviously, and you knew all the players. Today it's Vitezka, Ungaro, all these names that 2 milliseconds after I've heard it, I forgot. There's no way you can keep up with all the players today because there's thousands of them missing.
Well, there's a Columbus hockey team. What was
I think the Clippers, or is that the Yankees?
That's
or
the
was
Yankees,
that Joe DiMaggio?
Yankees.
Oh, he was the Yankee Clipper.
The Columbus, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's just a silly name, silly towns.
Yeah, I used to listen. They used to broadcast their games on, I believe, on WCOL, which used to come in around these parts back before high def AM made all the space between AM radio stations sound like this. And that's it now. See what happens when I start talking? Nobody picks up the ball.
Exactly.
Just wait. Sit back.
John, wait for it to happen. Speaking of the presidents, let's switch.
Good, that was
gears.
Very nice of you. You got to come down here more
gears.
Often. At least you pick
gears.
Up the rump here.
I still have a baseball story on my hand.
Oh, well, you can get to it right after Dave's.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, speaking of the president, he actually came out with something good. He did something really good that made a lot of sense.
Who did something really good?
Bush. Really? You know,
well, you bully me. He turned down the education
the
initiative
Bush baby
this week.
Came through. He came through.
On what?
This holiday weekend. He's opening up the airspace of the military aircraft on the eastern seaboard so commercial planes can fly in this airspace. So if the terrorists want to attack, this is the time.
Exactly. This is the perfect excuse. He has opened it up particularly to allow this possibility, and then he can get the scare factor ratcheted way up again, ensuring another Republican victory.
More dollars, yep.
Too early for Republican victory. They'll hold off until next year. Yes, Joke Man.
That was a good thing.
It's the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Oh, thank you, unidentified caller. Blue Jackets.
I don't think
that was the case years ago. They must have changed the name.
Yeah,
I don't remember Blue Jackets.
Yeah.
Really?
Hockey. We're talking hockey.
Yeah.
It's a new, it's a recent
it's expansion.
I thought there'd been a Columbus minor league hockey team around for a long time.
Well, the Clippers was the Yankee old team. We talked about
that. The Yankee. Columbus.
No, but I'm talking hockey. I thought there was
no, the Blue. Actually, he got it wrong. He called up and said, it's the Columbus Yellow Jackets. I said, no, it isn't. But that clicked the right answer in my head. I said, it's the Blue Jackets.
Yellow Jackets, right. Yeah, okay.
We know we're going to beat the Pawtucket Pansies next week. There's something about that team.
That's funny. But you notice
the Pawtucket Pansies are piddling. The Pawtucket Pansies are piddling, perverted... predicating pricks. I don't know. Illiteration.
Yeah. Predatory.
Illiteracy. It's not just for John Lightning anymore. Hey, 718-633. No. I wouldn't want it at this point. Yeah. We know what to do. So, I didn't get to the story, and I am going to save it for next week. I didn't get to the story of of somebody none of you ever heard of. I never heard of until this week. Harvey Finkelstein was a very minor story in New York this week. But for my taste, it was a big story. And I say we'll cover it when we have like actual listeners. But I'm going to play the soundbite here from CBS News. You might have heard the story this week about a doctor who was nailed reusing needles.
Yes.
Nailed reusing needles, infecting a couple of patients with hepatitis C, and exposing others to the possibility of contracting the AIDS virus. And here's the key to this story. He's still practicing.
A Long Island doctor dedicated to managing pain may have actually inflicted pain, all because he used dirty needles. Now, hundreds of his patients are facing possible exposure to deadly diseases like hepatitis and even AIDS.
The letters are warning hundreds of Long Islanders to get tested for hepatitis and HIV infections they may have been exposed to years ago at their doctor's office. This Long Island pain specialist, Dr. Harvey Finkelstein, who was interviewed by CBS 2 years ago, apparently violated basic hygiene protocols in his office procedures prior to January of 2005. We're told the doctor would make his pain injection, then refill with medication using the same needle, contaminating that medication for subsequent patients. It's sloppy practice, but the state apparently felt it didn't warrant a license suspension.
A license suspension. The physician has remedied the problems and is entitled to continue to practice, according to Alan Greenberg, an official of the National Health Commission. That's the state's position, and we're following their lead. This motherfucker has risked the lives of many of his patients, and it is not considered a major problem. It is not considered a problem big enough to have his license suspended. When I use those words, we're out of control in this country and accepting it as normal. Here is one of the best examples of that I could ever possibly put on the air.
What the situation is that the protocol has changed. Because back years ago, before, say, the 70s, and you had disposable needles and syringes that the doctors were forced to use, they had to reuse a lot of that stuff because they only got traditionally glass syringes and stuff, and they actually had to boil them clean, and they had to put them on, they were, I forgot what the unit that you put under
boil
pressure.
Boil them clean. Who did boil them cabbages down? It's an old Negro spiritual, isn't it?
No, you had to boil them, and then what was the stupid goddamn machine? He's off on his tangent, and I'm telling the truth.
There you go with the black rant, John. You know,
there he goes again.
Being a racist again.
It's Rob Rant, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight I'm going to tell it the way it's supposed to be told. You know, unlike that Gil Gross Negroid, I'm really going to tell it like it is. what would it be? Could you imagine Bob Grant trying to work in his? I would love to hear Bob Grant or Rob Grant trying to work in his format. Yeah, that would be like a highlight in my life. And believe me, my life needs highlights, folks. My hair needs some highlights.
The station with the free speech difference. WBCQ. This is the planet from Monticello, Maine, to you.
Hey, Gavones, that wraps up another edition of the Rob Rant Extravaganza. Just like to point out once again tonight that I do this show for white people only, pal.
Oh, boy.
La, 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 la. The station that's all heart.
Yeah, we've got a heart.
With the heavy difference.
WBCQ is Worldwide Radio.
It's Worldwide Radio, pal. It's not free speech radio, because we don't give free speech to everybody, especially those people that like to get everything for free. You know the people I'm talking about. They live in the ghettos where they belong. Indeed, it's our job to keep them there.
WBCQ, this is the planet.
What's that? WABC, the program director's on the other line. He's calling in. He wants to hire Rob Rant. would fit right in with what they've got there. Personally, I prefer the Sirius channel that has Alex Bennett and Lynn Samuels on it. I still my love affair with Lynn goes on. She's blunt and I love her. You know.
John, lightning. It's always a great show. Dangerous lightning. I love John.
Wonderful R&I.
Thank you, Lynn, and I love you too. And yeah, you can hear her on Sirius Satellite Radio. I think she's on from noon to two or one to three or something Whatever. Like that. If you have Sirius Satellite Radio, tune into the Sirius Left channel, and you'll be happy. You'll be glad that that you haven't left your subscription to Sirius. All right, gentlemen, let's wrap it up. Any last words?
Last words.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Gobble gobble.
Same here. Bye bye.
Can you play that Elvis song again?
That's it.
No, no. Let's go.
Which one do you want to hear? Eat or which one do you want to hear?
Eat,
go out of style. Eat, go out of style. Yeah, let's go out with Eat or Eats. Thank you for listening and calling, ladies and gentlemen. Bye bye, y'all.
Eat, go eat all day, night and day.
Everybody, eat. Eat, go eat all day, night and day.
Sounds like what Dome used to do there.
Ito is an eating boy. He never get enough of fish and poi. He eat everything. He don't care what. He even eat the shell
from awful,
the coconut.
It is awful, isn't it?
Ito eat all day, night and day.
Hey, everybody.
Eat. Ito eat all day, night and day.
Eat a little faster.
Wow, it's like the Grateful Dead, the drum solo.
Eat, oh, eat, like, eat, or out the side. Eat, oh, eat, like, eat, or out the side. Eat, oh, eat, like, eat, or out the side.
When you say that stranger smile,
it's in your own shower, John.
What?
You can't do worse in your own shower singing like that.
Come on, I've got a relatively mediocre voice.
Well, if you put if you put the echo up.
I beg your pardon over there, pal.
I didn't say anything.
You didn't? Okay.
If you multi-track it and you put the echo up, you sound great, John.
Let me break up the echo here. Hold on a second. Hold on.
I saw three shrimp in the water.
Still hitting the microphone. Someone kill me.
I swam a little bit.
Sing it, Johnny, sing it.
I don't know all the lyrics to this one, unfortunately.
I heard one say, goodbye, Mama Shrimp. Papa, take my hand.
Here comes. Could you imagine you're the king of rock and roll and you're singing a piece of shit like this?
Who wrote the song?
Here comes the shrimp on board to take me to Louisiana.
They're taking me away. Good night, y'all.
He showed his mama and papa shrimp newspaper he read. An invitation to Ocean. And this is what it said. Free ride, New Orleans. Stay in Grand Hotel. Me Creole gal who help you come out of your shell. Me Creole gal who help you come out of your shell. If I should live to be 90, I will never forget the little shrimp and the song he sang as he jumped into the net. Goodbye, Mama Shrimp, Papa shake my hand. Here come the shrimp boat for to take me to Louisiana.
Here come the shrimp boat.